so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Could we just pray for each other for a moment? I have all this stuff swimming in my head for the talks I'm giving later today. They can't come out now. We'll never get done. If you'll just pray for me for a moment, and I'll pray for you. And let us entrust our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. John Bosco. This question from Jesus to his apostles plagues us also. Do you not yet have faith? Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? And yesterday and today, we've been learning from the letter of the Hebrews what faith is. There's a beautiful exegesis of this passage in Spes Salvi and Pope Benedict's encyclical on hope that's worth revisiting. I revisited it. I can tell you it's worth revisiting in light of the readings yesterday and today. It explains so beautifully what the letter of the Hebrews is teaching us about faith. The first line from today's first reading, faith is the, this translation says, realization. The Latin was substance. But either way, Pope Benedict emphasizes the objective quality of faith. Faith is not just a feeling. It's not just an idea. It's not just us rallying each other around a nice thought. Faith has substance. It's a realization. It's something concrete and objective, not just subjective. And this is actually a point of difference between Luther and the Catholic, Luther's translation and our understanding. In any event, faith has substance. It's the substance of things hoped for. It is the, our translation has evidence. Pope Benedict says proof. Either way, related. But the point is that there's an objective certainty that faith gives us. It already delivers not the whole of eternal life. We don't have the whole of eternal life. Thank God, it gets better than this. But we do have eternal life in embryonic form. That's what Pope Benedict says. It delivers to us eternal life in embryo. So we know that a pregnant woman is not hoping to have a baby. She has a baby. She's hoping to give birth to that baby. She's hoping to see that baby, but she already has a baby. And that's where we are, too, in our eternal life. We already have a baby. We already have eternal life. We already have this promise of God that has been made manifest for us, has been realized on the cross, poured out to us from the pierced side of Christ. We already have a baby. We have something now which hasn't come to full form yet, and yet we already do have it. Faith has already delivered something to us. And so that changes the way that we act, and that's why Jesus is asking his apostles, why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? Have you not already received this eternal life in embryonic form? Do you not already have a promise which is certain? It changes the way we act. Our terror goes away. And Pope Benedict goes on to elaborate that, really based on what we heard in yesterday's reading from the letter to the Hebrews, that because they had this promise, the ancients, who were elaborated in today's reading, the ancients made decisions to move away from the huparkante of this world, the goods of this world, to the huparksin, which is the substance that's given to us in faith. And then Pope Benedict even uses the example of St. Francis. You would like that. St. Francis and the martyrs who literally took the weight of their lives off of the goods of this world, off of the certainty of having a meal at noon, off of the certainty of a roof over their heads, off of the certainty of private property and lawyers to fight over our rights and to have a security which we can be certain of in this life. They took the weight of their lives off of that security and placed it on this other security of faith. The substance, a greater substance, which will not pass away, the promise, that eternal life already received in embryo. And that determines two different attitudes, again, that we heard in yesterday's reading, but Pope Benedict elaborates, the attitude of drawing back in fear, that's when we put the substance, the weight of our life on the substance of this world's goods, how much we have stored up in the bank, as opposed to the patient endurance, which is putting the weight of our life on this promise in faith. Drawing back in fear, patient endurance. Now, the reality is we're mostly living kind of with one foot in both worlds. But the challenge of our lives is to keep moving into the world of faith, into the world of hope, to put the weight of our lives, our trust, in that world. Patient endurance in our trials. So when the wind and the storm come, and as I was praying with this passage, you know, I saw something a little bit different. I don't think that Jesus was rebuking them because they woke him up. In a certain sense, he is that image of being in embryo. He's in the heart of the boat, sleeping. And that's often where our experience of eternal life is. It's in the heart of the boat, sleeping. It's not a problem to wake it up, to call it forth. But the fact that they were terrified, that's what he wants them to get over. Not struck with the fear and temptation to draw back, but confident. Go to the center of the boat and tell him, this is what I need. If you are really calling me to be your bride, if you are really calling me to live with you forever, if you are really promising not just the world, but all of eternity to me in love, then fix this problem. I need this from you. And we can have confidence that he receives that prayer, and if he has a better plan, he'll carry out his better plan, but we can really put the weight of our trust, our faith in God who is faithful, who delivers something to us already now, this eternal life that we receive in embryonic form. And this is what gives St. John Bosco the courage to do what he did, caring for the boys. And we heard, if you've already prayed the office of readings, one of my favorite readings, just so beautiful, as he challenges them to have gentleness, because this kind of faith is necessary to have the kind of gentleness that St. John Bosco describes. If If the weight of our life is on what we can control, then we need to use the power of this world, which is often anger and violence and threats and manipulation, in order to get our way. But if the weight of our life is on what God will provide and we're convinced of it in faith, then we can be very gentle and very patient, and we can treat people not like they are behaving, like animals. As St. John Bosco saw in a vision when he was very young, he had a vision of all of these boys, and they were like animals. And Jesus taught him, let's see here, he says, "Not with blows will you help these boys, but with goodness and kindness." And then a woman came and put her arm around him and said, "Watch what I do, John." And her tenderness transformed them from a pack of snarling wild animals whose growl sent terror to his heart into a frolicking flock of lambs. That's what Our Lady's tenderness does. But we can only have that tenderness if we're really convinced that even if this snarling pack of animals consumes me, it's going to be okay. I already have eternal life. I already have confidence in his promise, in what he has done for me. And that gives St. John Bosco then the courage to live that out in such a beautiful way as he teaches his Salesian sons. He says, "In my experience, very often I had to be convinced of this great truth. It is easier to become angry than to restrain oneself, to threaten a boy than to persuade him. Yes, indeed, it is more fitting to be persistent in punishing our own impatience and pride than to correct the boys. We must be firm but kind and be patient with them." Again, that patience comes from our confidence in God's promise. God has the grace to transform them. God's timeline is much broader than our timeline. We become so impatient, and then we use whatever power we can muster in the moment, which is active aggression or passive aggression or whatever. But patience and gentleness come from faith and hope. He says, "This was the method that Jesus used with his apostles. He put up with their ignorance and roughness and even their infidelity. He treated sinners with a kindness and affection that caused some to be shocked, others to be scandalized, still others to hope for God's mercy. And so he bade us be gentle and humble of heart. There must be no hostility in our minds, no contempt in our eyes, no insult on our lips. We must use mercy for the present and have hope for the future, as is fitting for true fathers and mothers who are eager for real correction and improvement." St. John Bosco gives us a beautiful example of what it is to live with faith and the way that manifests itself in love for our brothers and sisters. But it all draws from that confidence that Jesus has really given us something already. We have that sacramentally present in our tabernacles. We carry that in faith in our hearts. But it's not just a feeling, it's a substance. And it's a substance that's strong enough to bear the whole weight of our lives, to bear the weight of every decision. We can decide everything based not on our worldly wisdom, on our spiritual worldliness, as Pope Francis constantly rails against, but we can decide everything on faith because our Beloved is faithful, and he will provide all of the love, the power, the strength, the perseverance. He will provide everything that we need.